positive vibes here. How is everyone doing? Positive vibes. I wear the mask. Main concept, don't judge a book by its cover. Main goal, spreading the positivity any way possible. Welcome to Positive Vibes Influence Podcast, PIP.
Welcome to Positive Vibes Influence Podcast, PIP. 072. Yes, we're in episode 72, and it is 7:01 p.m. Eastern Time here in Toronto, Ontario, Markham, to be exact. Hey, Positive Vibes here. How is everyone doing? I hope everyone is doing well. I hope you're enjoying your Tuesday. I hope your week has been going well. I just hope everything is good with all of you, my friends. I'm here right now in my garage. I was in the backyard. I was making a video with my mask and everything that I'm going to post later on today on Instagram. Instagram, once again, for me, is Positive Vibes _101. And then it started raining, and I was like, okay, I can't do it right in the backyard. So I moved to the side of my house, made my 1 minute video, and then now I'm in the garage making the podcast for today, which we are on episode 72. Before I continue, my friends, I just want to say thank you once again. Thank you for the love and support for Positive Vibes. Thank you for the love and support for one another. Thank you for the love and support for yourself. It is amazing to see when I'm listening to your podcast, your stations, when I'm watching your videos, when I'm reading your content. It's just amazing to see how much time and effort and just everything you all are doing. Like, honestly, like, keep doing your thing, keep being you, because it's refreshing, right? When I need that boost, if I'm feeling a little down, if I'm feeling under the weather, if I need that little push, honestly, I feel like I could just, there's so much content out there on this social media platforms that I just need to go there, right? Like I said, listen, read, or watch. And it will give me that little push, that little motivation. I don't always need that mainstream person, right? That Gary Vee, for example. The Les Brown, the Tony Robbins in my scenarios, right? The Will Smith, the Ellens. I don't need that all the time. It comes from you. And what I mean by you, I mean like, you know, individuals that are working, that are trying, that are working on building their business, their brand, or just, you know, having fun with their social media. That even helps me. So once again, my friends, keep doing your thing. Keep being you. I love it. Honestly, it's helped me in so many different ways. I can't even explain it all the time, honestly. Right now, even my mouth is hurting a bit. Just for the ones that don't know, I had my tooth taken out, one of them. Not my wisdom tooth, the tooth. Unfortunately, it was a root canal that was done late last year. It didn't survive, I guess, and it was broken. I didn't go to the dentist right away. Eventually, I did. But now, again, it is hurting more than it has in the past when I've had even wisdom tooth taken out. The reason, I believe, is what the dentist told me. For the ones that may be out there that ever get a root canal done, you'll know. Because of how they fill a root canal, if they have to take out that tooth and break it up a bit, it's harder than a regular tooth because of what they use, right? So it took some time to actually take that tooth out. And again, for the ones that don't know, my hand is somewhat, I'll call it, infected just because of, you know, me taking some medication and antibiotics to, you know, make sure that it doesn't sort of spread. But my hand is discolored. You know, just, I'm not going to get into it. There's a story time here on the podcast. I believe I did it last Tuesday. Monday and Tuesday, I talked about it. Tuesday, I did story time last week. And on my Instagram, IGTV, and my YouTube. So Instagram, once again, is Positive Vibes _101. My YouTube is Positive Vibes 101. So you could check out story time there. I talk about what happened with my hand. But yeah, just a bit of a pain. I talked about pain yesterday. I've been talking about pain for the last over a week, based on what I've been going through, right, overall. But again, enough about me, my friends. But I just want to put that out there a bit. Honestly, I've been looking forward to getting, you know, this time so I could actually record this podcast for today. I was planning what I was thought I was actually going to go to the doctors earlier today, but I ended up not going. The doctor ended up calling me because he got really busy, and whatever I needed, he got done over the phone, which was helpful. But yeah, this podcast, one thing I'm excited about, I will be sharing today on hashtag PV Connects Tuesdays. I will be sharing a conversation with my friend Cal. Cali Cal. I'll put his links. I forgot his Instagram. Maybe I could check it while... No, I got to go out of the music. It's all good. I was like, oh, the music's going to stop, but it's all good. But yeah, I'll get his link right now. But again, I had him, I connected with him years ago on Snapchat. And, you know, we kept connected, but we really started engaging this last year, I would say, right? Over a year, maybe. And I got to give credit to him. Like, he really reached out to me, kept on connecting with me and engaging. And again, I've learned a lot more about what connecting, engaging really means. Like, you know, making sure that I'm not, I'll put that word out there, I don't like negative words like this, but like, I don't want to be a hypocrite, right? With what I talk about, how I talk about it. But honestly, I'm still learning, right? I'm still trying to figure out life. I'm trying to figure out my content. I'm trying to figure out everything, right? Sorry, I'm just trying to multitask. So yeah, Cali Cal, so C-A-L-I-C-A-L underscore official. O-F-F-I-C-I-A-L. You could check him out on Instagram. You could get his links there for his Snapchat as well, which I might as well. I'm all logged in on this one, so I'll leave that. But yeah, so Snapchat, he's there as well. And I'm going to go out of my podcast recording, which were amazing. For the ones that don't have Anchor while I'm checking this out, I highly, highly recommend my friends Anchor. Just try it for yourself. See what how it works out for you. You know, for me, it has a lot more pluses than, you know, pros than cons, right? If you want to look at it that way. Biggest pro is that you're on all the, I would say, major podcast platforms. Three major ones is Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. And there's about seven more that you'll be on, right? Which includes Anchor then. So that's four right there. And then I believe you're on like six more, right, thereafter. I believe my math was right there. But yeah, so Cali Cal on what do you call it, Snapchat is Calvin, so Calvin 1218, and that is his name. Also here on Anchor, he hasn't really done a podcast or started it yet, but he will shortly. So that was a bit of a long intro for him because I was trying to figure out his you know, his links and so on, which I should have had ready before, but it's all good. But yeah, we did a recording yesterday. I was planning to share it yesterday, but unfortunately we weren't able to meet up yesterday and jump on a call. We did jump on a call yesterday, I apologize, but not in time for me to share it on the podcast yesterday, which I was saying that after my closing remarks yesterday that I might have added it there. So what I plan to do, what I told him as well, that I'm just going to share it on today's podcast. So today on the hashtag PV Connects Tuesdays, that's what you're going to get. So right after the intro, we're going to go right into the interview that I did with him. So I'm not going to jump back on, my friends. So I just wanted to jump on for roughly 10 minutes, which is perfect. It's already about 7 minutes and 40 seconds. So I just wanted to jump on and say a few words, right? And the few words I wanted to say, my friends, is that I love collaborating. I love communicating. I love connecting. I love engaging. I love comments. I love call-ins. I love everything about it, my friends. And more as time is moving forward. I've been doing, for the ones that know already, but I always say it, I've been doing Positive Vibes for 5.5+ years, closer to 6 now. And wow, like, it's amazing to me of how much I've learned over time. And one thing that is surprising to me of how quickly I feel like I'm picking up on things, I'm learning things, I'm putting out content, I'm changing up my content, I'm connecting with people, all of this. And one phase that has really helped me make this little jump, I would say, was me getting onto podcasting, which was last year, and audio. Audio has helped me. I was already doing written. I was already doing video. I was already working on audio content that was going to be possibly on a podcast, but I didn't know how that was going to work out. And then I was going to put it on YouTube and Instagram, but in audio type of form. You know, and then just maybe pictures and so on. But then Anchor came into my life, and it just came into my life at the perfect time, right? So that's why I was saying earlier, I recommend Anchor.fm. If you're looking to just start podcasting, and like me, it was like maybe it wasn't, but for me, it was a little bit difficult. It was like, okay, where do I go? What site do I go to? Where do I sign up? Do I have to pay fees? Do I need to get a mic? Do I need to get all this? But Anchor.fm is not like that. They're pretty much an app that is trying to build around the concept of just like YouTube, just like Instagram, all of this stuff is free. You could put up videos for free. Why do we have to pay for podcasting? That's the concept that when you look into Anchor, what they're one of the things that they're working on, right? One of their goals, I would say, is that they're working on why do we need to pay for podcasting when it should be at our fingertips like all of these other apps for video and written form. Right? That's what this is. This is literally, you could start a podcast. If you're in your car driving 5 days a week to work and from, there's your podcast right there, my friends. You just got to press the red button. That's what we all say here at Anchor. Press that scary red button and you're live. You're not live. Technically, you got to still submit it so everybody could listen. But pretty much almost immediately, if not a day after, you're on Spotify, you're on Google Podcasts, you're on Apple Podcasts, my friends. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I'm so hyped about it. I was so hyped and many others got hyped when we got onto Anchor. I had to step back and be like, wow, where am I? So I don't want to go too much into that, but I just want to put out there that's an app that I highly recommend, my friends, Anchor.fm. If you want more information about it, if you're not on Anchor and you're listening to this somewhere else, like on those other platforms, or maybe you're watching this, right? Because I mix it up a little bit of how I put up my content. Maybe you're listening to this down the road on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Snapchat, on Twitter, wherever you're listening to this and you want more details, DM me, my friends. I'm everywhere, honestly. Like all those social media platforms I told you, I'm on Musical.ly, I'm on Pinterest, I'm on Twitch. Not active on all of them. Some of them I still need to get started, but I'm there. Right? But my friends, going back a little bit, what I said, and I'll finish it off there, is collaborating, I fell in love with it because that's the stage I'm at right now. All I want to do is get people on my podcast, get my friends on my podcast, and everybody on social media. If I connected with you, you're my friend. If I'm going to connect with you, you're my friend. That's how I look at it. That's why I keep on saying my friends, because I honestly believe it in my heart, right? I'm not here to look at anybody differently or down on anybody, nothing like that. I might be going off topic a little bit, but you're all my friends, right? And I'm just looking to collaborate in any way. It doesn't even have to be something we share on podcast form or on Instagram Live, on Facebook Live, on Snapchat, on Twitter, on YouTube, whatever you want to do. Even if it's a private chat between us two, I'm okay with that. But reach out to me, my friends. I'm reaching out as much as I can. I know I need to do more, but I have been doing much more than I have in the past because I feel more comfortable that this is something I'm ready for. This is something I want to do. I feel like I've done a lot of stuff already with content, the knowledge I've gained, the experiences, my stories, learning from all of you, and I want to learn more. And that I might be a little bit selfish, but in a good way for myself. I want to listen to you. I want to learn from you because I feel like that's the way that has helped me move forward a lot quicker, learning a lot quicker, putting on my content like I was talking about a lot quicker. Everything's happening at a faster pace because of how much I'm learning from all of you, because I'm listening, watching, reading. So my friends, I'm here for you. I'm always here for you. If you need anything from me and you feel I can help, please ask. And if I can, I will. I'm looking to connect and engage and work together because I honestly believe it's all about working together. And when I say working together, I'm not putting down anybody, but everybody has their different views about what working together is. And that's okay. My goal is to be me of what I mean by that. And what I mean by that is that I'm here. I'm here to do whatever I can for you, put you on my story. Like I probably won't put you on Instagram, but I'm eventually, what I'm starting to do, working on, is putting shout outs into my videos, into my podcast, in different ways, like talking about other people as much as I can. I have these platforms, so many. I don't want to, yes, I have been sharing my content, what I'm about, but I feel like I've done a lot of that. I have a lot of content out there, and consistently I will continue to put out content, right? That's not going to stop. But one thing I could really add, much more than I have in the past, and I have done it, is showcasing all of you as much as possible. And I'll end it off here. One big thing that is that I'm a part of is the United Promotion. The United Promotion, check it out on Instagram. That's exactly what it is, aka The Up. creating, it's still in the works, but creating something to really showcase that, that we're here to offer you something free. And down the road, there might be paid services, but really to show you that the value that we want to provide. And right now, forget about me even saying paid stuff down the road. That's just me giving you enough information that maybe I don't need to, but really right now focusing how we could help you. Honestly, what value can we provide you at this moment? Because we're still working on the United promotion and what it's all about, right, my friends? So honestly, like, I just want to continuously say it, please reach out to me if you're interested. It doesn't have to be on my podcast, on my live. No, we could do it on yours. We could, like, I'm looking forward to reaching out and saying, hey, can I be on your podcast? Like, what I'm learning is that I don't ask. Honestly, I'm not an ask like type of person, right? Even though that's where the direction I know I need to go into a little bit, right? Because I know that what type of person I am. I know what my intentions are. I know that it comes out in my how I relay my information. I know that majority of people will understand where my heart is, right? And they know, like, I'm not going to come back and demand something, you know what I mean? But I feel like I do need to do some ask in my own way, right? And my ask would be, honestly, just if you can, just reach out to me, my friends, if you're interested. If you never connected with me, that's okay. I know what type of person I am. I'm still learning. I'm still learning to communicate. I'm still learning how to put out my content. I'm still learning all of this. Okay, my friends? So I'm going to end it off there. The reason being, I don't want this podcast today to get too long because our conversation with me and Cal was about 40 minutes. So again, I said 10 minutes. I know we were probably around 10, 20 minutes was my goal, because the most I would like my podcast to be is roughly an hour, not to make it too long. But again, I just want to say thank you. Like, honestly, everybody that's already reached out to me, vice versa, that I reached out to, that we've connected on, especially on podcast form so far. I've had some great conversations, not only on my podcast. I jumped on their podcast and done a couple of, like, interview type of things. On mine, I don't like interviews. I like the word connect. So I call it PV Connects. Came from this day, right? Hashtag PV Connects Tuesdays. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to just continuously reaching out to all of you. I personally believe it's helped me gain more knowledge at a faster pace. That's why I recommend to try things. You don't want to try this, that's okay. You don't want to try audio. You don't want to try collaborating. Try something though, right? Something different. Like, especially if you've been doing something for a long time. The same thing. I started off Positive Vibes posting a quote every single day. If not one quote, maybe more, but quotes every day. I did that for a good roughly 3 years before I even started editing my own photos to put the quote on. I was using other photos, other quotes that people have made, right? So imagine now, I'm not even close to that. There's no waiting 3 years before I change up something or before I start something new and things of that nature, because I know what I'm trying to create, and I feel like things are coming together a lot better. Everything that I've worked on, everything I've done, it's just coming together of what I want to do moving forward. The series I want to start, like what I've done here now on podcast, this is season number 2. I've done 2 seasons of my vlog. I've done 2 seasons of Good Morning Motivation. I've done season that I started just now on IGTV. I've done 2 episodes for Positive Vibes Journey. So I've had these certain things that I'm starting that I could just focus on that. And it's making it a lot easier for me to do a lot of other things. Continue to connect and engage with all of you. Look at your content. Engage with your content. All of that. If you all are interested in, honestly, engagement. If you're looking for engagement, especially right now on Instagram, please reach out to me. There's a concept that I'm trying to work on. It's out there. You might have heard, just to put it out there a little bit, there's engagement groups out there. Nothing wrong with that, in my opinion. If somebody wants to do it, I've done it in the past. For me, it just didn't feel authentic to who I was and what I was doing, whose pictures I was liking, photos I was liking, videos I was liking, where I was commenting. I didn't feel real. So I'm creating something and I'm putting it out there openly right now. If you're honestly interested and you feel it's something you could do and it's to a point on a day-to-day basis, but it's not the end of the world, I'm all about working together. I'm all about that, hey, I already know you, especially if I know you. If I don't, let's get to know each other. I already know what your content is about. As long as, in my opinion, it's not hatred, it's not negative, it's maybe hilarious, it's maybe funny, it's maybe artistic, whatever it is. But as long as it's not negative, I'm open to working together with you. And working together meaning, let's get attention to each other. me, I honestly don't care about myself. I'm going to be open with you because I know what I've been through, right? I know what I've dealt with, and I'm able to move forward and, you know, do what I need to do. But I feel for others. I feel for others that are putting in the time and work because I know how it feels, especially if you're starting off, that it's not the greatest feeling when you're not getting the, it, to be honest, whether people want to agree or not, it doesn't always feel good when you've been doing something for so long and you're not getting those likes, you're not getting those views. I understand that. But at the same time, more than that, what I feel like comments and likes and all that helps with is attracting attention. And that's what I'm working together with others to really work together to understand that, hey, there's nothing wrong with a like for like, comment for comment. But what I'm trying to create are individuals in a group of a closed knit family, let's call it, is a knit family that understands that, hey, let's be there for one another. We're already there for one another, making, like, on the podcast, people could call into my station, vice versa, on the other platforms, DMs, comments. People are already showing love and support. We're already doing that for one another. Let's do it a little more consistently. Let's, if we can, let's be there for one another. And me, honestly, I don't need anything. I'm learning a lot more within the last few months what no expectations means, what perspective means. Honestly, what I'm doing, when I give a comment, when I give a like, when I show love like this, I'm doing it from the bottom of my heart. And I want to put it out there, my friends, please. I feel like eventually I will reach out to everybody, eventually, the way that I want to do it, which is pretty much not overthinking, just making these calls, making these DMs. And but honestly, I'm all about, let's work together as much as possible to be there for one another. We're all trying. We're all trying to build. Yes, of course, I'm trying to build something for myself, a brand. But why can't I be there for one another, others, while I'm doing that? I honestly feel I can. For some people, nothing wrong with it. They might feel they're busy. They have a lot on their plate, whatever hours they're already putting towards their business or their brand, whatever they're trying to do, right? Understandable. I'm not here to point fingers, but if you feel like you can give a little more time, and we're not talking about hours, all we're talking about, let's connect a little bit more, let's communicate a little bit more, let's figure out what could work, what doesn't work, all of that. There's people around the world that we're connecting with, my friends. Like, that's how I feel. I'm here pointing out my heart, the reason being because my vision in my head, I know is different from yours, but that's what I love about it. I want to know your vision. I want to learn from you. I want to listen to you. You understand, my friends? It's all about working together. I honestly believe that. Why do we have to feel to a point, stress out and work so hard and feel like we got to do things by ourselves? And the reason I'm putting this out right now is because I've done this for 5.5+ years. I know how long it took me to learn about connecting, engaging, reaching out. There's nothing wrong with asking for help. There's all of this stuff, right? So again, I'm sorry this went a little bit longer. You know, positive vibes is my passion, my friends. It truly, truly is my passion. And I just wanted to let it out. And I feel like this is something I'm going to talk about over and over again, my friends, because it helps me when I repeat things over and over. And I feel it makes a bit of an impact when people hear it over and over again. Once again, my friends, I'm here. Positive Vibes_101. You can find me on all the podcast platforms. Again, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, the three main ones, I would say. The other ones are some big platforms as well, in my opinion. If you're on the Voice, if you're on Google, and I think I don't have Alexa, but I do have Google. Okay, Google. I forgot the name. It's not even coming to my head. Wow. Wow. I feel like I should know. Anyways, my friend, I can't believe it. I apologize. The Echo, I know, is what Alexa is called, right? But anyways, if you go on there and you say, I believe you should be able to say, play positive podcast, Positive Vibes. But if not, just say, play podcast, Positive Vibes, happy face. Because I put a happy face at the end, which I deleted now. So I think it still needs to update on some of the podcasts. But even if you don't, you're going to get two. You're either going to get my older one, which is still there, which I'll be posting on, which is Positive Vibes Influence Podcast, which is a URL for for that. But there's this one, which is just Positive Vibes. You can find me on Snapchat, Positive Vibes 82. Twitter, Positive Vibes 82. Facebook page, Positive Vibes 101, Positive Vibes 101 on Musical.ly, Positive Vibes 101 on YouTube. Reach out to me, for my friends. I'm always here. I'm a little selfish to the point that I want you to reach out. I want to talk to you. I want to connect. I want to learn. I want to step out of my comfort zones even more and more. So thank you so much for the love and support once again for myself. Thank you. I appreciate it, my friends. The love and support once again for one another and for yourself is simply amazing. Keep being you. Keep doing your thing. Don't stop. Like, I'm not stopping for 5.5+ years, my friends. I'm not going to allow you to stop. If I'm connected and engaged with you, I want to try to push you. I want to try to help you. Not here to tell you what to do. Not here to give you advice. Just be there for you, whatever you need. So again, my friends, as I always, always say, keep your head up and keep moving forward. Like P-Bear would say, focus on the honey in life. And before I go, remember, my friends, this podcast isn't done. I'll be playing the intro for hashtag PV Connects Tuesdays. And then thereafter, we'll play the connection I had with my friend, Cali Kel, a.k.a. Calvin. And you can check him out on Snapchat and Instagram. But always, always remember, trust positive vibes.
Hey, my friend, how are you?
Good, good, good. Earlier, it didn't let me.
Earlier didn't let you, right? The app was
working. It sucked bad.
I'm glad that we're here now. So, like I said, I wanted to do it for the recording today, but that's all good.
It's all good, man.
Yeah, this will be a recording I'll publish tomorrow when I do my episode as well. But you know what I'm all about, my friend. I pretty much reach out to people, just collabing with people in different ways, learning new things about others, right? Not only myself, of course. But first off, before we continue, I just wondering if you want to just introduce yourself, your name, maybe where you're from, just a little bit about yourself before we move forward, I guess.
All right. So I'm here collaborating with Positive Vibes here since y'all know him. I'm here as an artist. I go for Cali Cal on Instagram, on Twitter as well. I go for Calvin_20 on Snapchat, Calvin_20 as well. So if you like, I follow up with artists. So I'm here to collaborate a group with Positive Vibes and me as well. So my goal is to spread my designs and my ideas as far as I go with the flow with Positive Vibes and myself.
That's it, man. So yeah, so I appreciate that intro, my friend, because again, I think it gives a little context. I can't even say that word, but it gives a little background with you, with everybody else listening not knowing who you are and so on. Exactly. But yeah, just for people out there, like Cal, we connected on Snapchat. I know I had the group on Snapchat, and, you know, Cal, I'll be open with people out there. Like, I wasn't really active at some point, right, on Snapchat. I was really dying off to a point. But Cal always stayed connected with me, right, always believed in my message, of course. He believed. And, you know, sometimes we need that, those people around us, of course, right, that help us keep going. And I got to say, Cal is one of those for sure. Today is Monday. We're doing this recording, but like I said, we'll share it on the Tuesday's podcast. Earlier today, I was talking a little bit about social media, right? And for primarily about social media, how the cell phone and how the social media apps has helped me pretty much. So that's one thing I was planning to ask you. So I thought, why not? Why not ask you still? So knowing that you don't.
Right.
You do all of this stuff, right, that I've seen on Instagram and so on. I'm assuming it's evolved, right, from where you were before. But how important has it been with your cell phone alone and the social media apps? How has that overall helped you with putting out your art and everything that you're putting out, I guess?
Well, the way I can tell you, it has literally, literally helped me through a lot. Because one thing what helped me, kind of, is because I started off just drawing when I was a kid, obviously. But getting to the stage of right after high school, I was like,
yes, we're back, my friend. So I got disconnected there, but it's all good. When you were talking right now, you were talking about writing.
Yes.
If you want to continue from there. Yeah,
right after high school. So I kept going, but I wasn't making any progress. But I was just taking pictures of my work and my work, because I wanted to see, like, how can I advance later on in life. So from there, I have been having Instagram. So I'm like, let me do something with along with Instagram since I rarely post or I rarely use it. So along with that, I've been uploading, and that like recently that actually got me up there. Like even though I've been doing this for 3 years straight, like I have done a lot more and it helped me progress a lot more as an artist. So it helped me think a lot bigger to create more designs in a way. It helped me think something that I haven't created. It helped me through how I should connect with people. It helped me how to collaborate and motivate people as well as I go along as an artist.
No, I love it, my friend, because social media content and everything.
Exactly.
And it's really relational stuff, but still it's so many things that are related, I guess, right? And how we move forward, about how you learn just by doing that, how to had his links earlier. I'm going to put his links in my description as well. I highly recommend to check out his work because, like I said, like I'm not no artist, and just to see someone putting out their work, a little bit different, right?
Right.
But he mixes it up with his music. So those are the two primary ones, I guess. About it, how that helps you, I guess. But did you want to talk a little bit about how you incorporate your art, I guess, or how you put out your content with music and art and how you combine the two, I guess?
Well, I didn't think of that. How I just like putting music, because I just like before how I was doing it, I was just like having my earphones on while I was drawing and doing my thing. But it helped me as well, since I'm like, let me do something. Since I'm always making my work out there just by pictures, because I'll be taking pictures of my work from beginning, middle, as long as like, it's going to progress, and by I be done by finish, like finish the project, you know, beginning, middle, and end. So I'm like, you know what? Since I want to see the actual, I want to create like something that I could see myself making going through the progress, then I should see something through my work. So I'm like, you know what? Let me make myself a video. From there, I'm like, I want to try it again. But and this time, since it was like just plain nothing along with it, I'm like, let me just bring up some, like, you know, something in the background. So I'm like, I didn't think at that point, like, think talking as I'm giving advice or something. But I'm like, you know what, since I'm always listening to music, I go with the flow. So as you mentioned, you know, you always like go with the flow, go how you feel, go with how you think, or what motivates you through your lifetime, through your day. So I'm like, okay, since it motivates me going with my work, so it's music. So I'm like, you know what, I added music, and then I, like, okay, so I saw it and analyzed the video very well, so it helped me how it goes. I like the vibe, how it is. So I'm like, you know what, let me make another one, and that's how I started to recent progress and do something better and do something like something new.
Mm-hmm. And thanks for sharing that, because one reason that I keep putting out there whenever I'm on a call like this, say with anybody or an IG live or whatever it is there's a reason I think that we have to share our thoughts, stories, experiences, opinions, you know, in this situation, how you're doing your content, because I hear the same thing over and over. It's a process. It's a journey, yeah. Right? Like you said, it, like when you started your art, maybe you didn't know exactly how you wanted to do things. And now your art has evolved, exactly. Right? And then how you present it, like with the music, it's amazing to me of how, again, I just said it earlier, but there's a reason I'm repeating things over and over, because it's the truth, right? Like there's no magical one answer that, hey, do this and you will succeed, right? There's so many little, and that's why and knowing how
right. I can't hear you.
Yes. So I'm not sure where we got cut off again, but again, what I wanted to really ask you next, right, as a question that I was getting to, was now I know with everything that you're doing, right, with how you're putting out your content, the connection engagement, you don't have to get into details, but I know that you've told me how some opportunities have come your way, right? Possibly maybe things you haven't really thought about. So did you want to maybe talk a little bit about how, you know, everything that you're doing with your content, the connecting, engaging has helped you maybe figure out that maybe goal that you want or new ideas and the collaborations that you have in the works for your whole art?
Well, for my whole art, I don't know. I haven't thought of anything what I should be doing along with it. But my opinion of how I should start with my ideas of along with my art, my own work, then I want to sell it. I want to sell and help out the other collaborations with other arts and with let's say with companies, brands, with other groups that want to collaborate with engagements. What idea we could do? Like let's say like if I want to collaborate with let's say if they want a brand, teach like clothing brand or a shoe brand, like if they want to collaborate with me and add like little designs along with it, or how to give out like a design for a shoe, or how should it look like I could show, like, okay, for sure, like I could somewhat like do like a little sketch out of that, and along with the engagement of what ideas we should do for like a logo or for a brand name or for something like that, that we should create for each other. If we want to grow, then that's my idea for my old designs, because I think that I should like bring up my old designs and say, hey, this is how I came out from, and this is how I progressed through my time and time and time throughout the days, throughout the months, throughout the years.
Mm-hmm. No, I love that, man. And it's all a process, right? And that's why I love hearing people from maybe they're just starting off, even though you haven't just started off because you've been doing your art for a while. But again, maybe a new phase in your life, right? Or whatever it is. I love hearing it because I feel like these little things matter to show people that, hey, everybody's similar, like we're talking about it. That's the main concept we're trying to get out there to people, maybe with this conversation, is that, you know, I've talked, of course, about my experience, and I've had other people talking about their experiences. Now we got Calvin on here as well. Just to really get that out there, that if you really listen, right, not only to my podcast, maybe other people's podcasts, other people's interviews with others, or other people just talking about their story, you will see a lot of similarities, right? And that's one reason I'm falling in love with collaborating with yourself and so many other people, is that that same message is coming out just in a different way, right? Because, of course, exactly. Again, we talked about it. You're doing your art, I'm doing, you know, maybe my motivational, that's the main just behind it, I guess. But again, so many similarities. So one thing that I've talked about on the podcast is about the United Promotion. So that's something that Calvin is also a part of. So for the ones that don't know, it's primarily KT, Kevin Touch. He's well known here in the Anchor community, but elsewhere as well. And then we got Calvin, we got Damo Song. Osama, we got Amarias, and we got JM on the Daily, and there was someone else, Janine, if I'm not mistaken, that's her name as well. So the team is growing, and it's all about working together, and that's exactly one thing that since I've been talking to Calvin, asking these questions, just getting to know his mindset a little bit and everything. One thing that I'm really getting from it that I want to move towards is what the United Promotion is also about. It's all about working together. And that's exactly one thing that I know for myself that I've learned in the past, to be open with you, like I wouldn't be looking at Calvin's content. I wouldn't be maybe watching art while music is playing or things of that nature. But one thing I've learned over time is that perspective is key. Right?
Exactly. It is.
Did you want to maybe speak a little bit about that? Because one big word ever since I started podcasting has been perspective, right? And one thing that I realized just by, you know, focusing on podcasting, listen to respond, has helped me in other platforms as well. So how would you say with yourself, like, is this something that maybe you're still working on, or is this something that has played a big impact or where you are right now? How has perspective, like maybe on your work, on other people's feedback, how you look at other people's work, how has perspective maybe played a bit of a role in what you're doing right now, I guess?
Through my work?
Yeah, like through your work. Like, how is that term perspective helped you, whether it's your own perspective, how you look at your work, whether it's my perspective, getting feedback, like overall, generally, how is perspective, I guess, overall? And it doesn't mean now, like even before, how your perspective was, where it is now, but what is your thoughts about perspective and your related to maybe your content?
Well, the thing is, before it was hard to sketch out something, because I'll be honest, it's difficult to work with pencils for me. It's difficult to work with pencils, like sketching something that I haven't tried out, because yet I'm still learning and I'm still developing the skill. So we all know each other, like we're still learning through the process. So now that I have like work with pens and sketchings and different type of materials. So now that I have seen my progress, it has changed. So every time when I look at my own work and I see my work now, I was like, wow, like how did I start off from here and I could create something very detailed, and it takes me a while and I have patience for it. And I could just be done, like it's nothing. Like I feel like it's big. Like I feel like I'm very grateful for what I've created and what I will be creating and keep on building my own content as well. My work is. Then I see like, wow, it's clearly amazing and wonderful what I could create, very detailed, like having flowers and roses, the little roots, trees, branches around here, or like, you know, something detailed. And it could leave a message in there as well. Like there could be like a book, like a little sketchbook or a little like a little storybook right there. It says little sentence and it could remind someone about, oh, I remember that book could mean something, or that book, I could remember it. Oh, my parents used to read that to me, or like something in that drawing that I draw out throughout the process that takes me very long to give all the extra detail into it. It could leave a message, and that's how I see it sometimes. Like, how can I draw like some how I drew before and I leave now very detailed of a sketch or a drawing? It could leave someone a message, and I'm amazed how I could create something like that.
Thanks for sharing, my friend, because one thing I love, like how you just put it, how it just from where you started talking and where it went, is I love that, right? That you, because that's something, I'll be honest, I'm learning more and more over time, right? Even though I've been doing this for a while, is what I heard from your voice and what you said is that you got to be proud of yourself. You got to be happy, right, with the process. Exactly. And how far you've come. Like, I know me, it took me some time to actually look back, like literally, like I actually look back and be proud of how far I've come and being proud of the content I put out. And I hear that with what you're saying, right, which I love. And then you use the word, like, you need to have patience. And there's so many other wonderful words, right, that surround
that.
It
is.
And you could probably relate to this because you're so young, like, and maybe not, because maybe you're young as well, like your age compared to someone in the 30s, let's say, is that you're learning this now. You know what I mean? Like, you probably, of course, watch so many people, right? Whether they're mainstream or not. But let's say mainstream people, and you can see, right? Some people, you know, it takes them much longer to realize certain things or to get to where they want to be. And I, my opinion, like, based on what I heard from you, which is great, the earlier you could sort of realize this, right, the better it is for you. Because I could only imagine, we've talked about it, I could only imagine how far, imagine another 3 years, imagine another 10 years. Like,
as Earl Nightingale said, we become what we think about. And that's an idea that I want you to hold firmly in your mind. That's something that I really want you to internalize. I really want you to stop right now, whatever you're doing. I want you to stop, lean into this video, and listen to what I'm saying. You will become what you think about. Really think about that for a second, as if it wasn't just a phrase, as if it's more than just words, as if it were a truth about how the brain works, because it is. You're going to become the thing you think about. And I know that you're dwelling on a lot of negative shit. I know that you're carrying a lot of baggage with you. And I know that as you think about how things might go wrong, that you believe to the core of your being that you're just planning for the hard times. But the truth is, you're going to become those things that you fear. You're going to become the things that you dread. If you're thinking about all the things that you've done wrong in the past, you're going to simply continue that cycle. And if, on the other hand, let this be true, let this ring in your ears with the weight of everything that I carry. If I've ever added an ounce of value to you, if anything I've ever said has seemed remotely true, believe that these are the most important words I'm ever going to say to you. If you begin to focus on positive things, if you begin to focus on your capabilities, if you begin to focus on the potential that you have, if you really dig in, build those skills, drive towards something beautiful, something amazing, something that leaves you in awe, and you want to create, and you want to become the vessel for that, then you will become that thing, because you will take those steps, because you become what you think about.
Yeah, so I'm not sure where it cut out one more time, but it's all good. But I know the ending part, I was just saying that that's what the United Promotion was all about, right?
Exactly.
Sharing, like, each other's stories, learning from one another. I was also saying, I'm not sure if it got in the recording, but I want to make sure I say it again. Like, it's not to say that I can't learn something from Cal, right? Even though he might be younger than me, even though he might be in a different type of niche, right? Which is primarily, let's say, art.
Right.
It's not a lesson from you, just like vice versa, right? Even though your full thing is not about motivational, but you could relate to a point. Same thing, I feel like I could relate to your art, because what do we talk about, you and me especially, is going with the flow, right? And imagine I'm going with the flow, we're going with the flow with this whole podcast, because that's what I told you. I tell everybody I love going with the flow. I don't have questions made up in my head or written down from before. I like doing this, right? And maybe sort of catching the other person, like yourself, off guard a bit, right? To maybe think about, oh, how do I answer this question, so on.
You're gonna motivate me, because right now I'm like getting to the point to let myself all out.
Mm-hmm. That's it, man, and that's what we need to do more of. Like, what I've seen in you, I'll be honest, in a short period of time that we've really known each other, but getting to know each other more and more, like, I see it in others. Like, I see it in you. I see it in our other friends that we mutually know how far they've come. And that's one thing I love, is that even though we haven't physically met, like, I'm a part of your journey, and vice versa, I like to believe, right? Just because of why, there you go, because you're sharing your art, I could see your journey. Like, like we talked about, who knows where you're going to be in a year from now, but I'm going to feel that even if I disappear, let's say we don't connect for another year, I know where I left off, right? So if I come back even after a year, it's going to be amazing to see how far you have come as well, for sure.
Right. And that was one thing, because here I come. This one thing that motivates me as well, like, you know, how you and I have been talking for, like, what, 4 years straight, and we haven't created that contact yet, but a year later, we start to engage more. Ever since you added me on that Snapchat, it's like, okay, let me get this person, get to know each other, let me take up my chance, let's help out each other, let's see what he's trying to tell me since he put me in this group. What is this group about? So I was like, okay, I read the name. I was like, it should mean something. And I'm like, okay. So I go in. I'm like, okay. Since I'm like somewhat have the mindset of you and I could relate, because you and I have that mindset straight up. So, you know, my understandings of mindset, meaning, like, I'm not more into giving positives, but in a different way of perspective, meaning, like, I give out advice.
Uh-huh.
So that's my perspective of, in a way, of positivity. So the thing is, you know what? Let's my thing, my opinion, and my thought was always like, let's mix up things. Let's mix up things. Your point of, I left off. Sorry.
Yes. So,
no, this is what I left off saying, that like, oh, like, let's mix up things. Your point of view and my point of view, your point of thought and the way of thinking, and the same way as me. So I'm like, okay, that's always been my opinion throughout our process. Like, I want to mix up things that we haven't seen, or what we haven't heard, or what we haven't read, or we haven't thought about. So saying like, okay, let's put it this way. Like I said, as art, let's leave a message. Like how I told the example, I could draw something detailed, but you could see a little dragon eye, or you could see like a lizard eye or dog eye, or a book or a diary or like a shoe or something. And then throughout that, it could leave something, a message that you never seen or you have heard before. So through that, I'm like, okay, you tell me an advice I never heard, but I gladly will take the chance to hear you out and appreciate the message. And like, okay, it motivated me. It motivated me and it helped me through the process. And so throughout that, I was thinking that message where you have told me, I'll draw something out. I could draw something out. Let's say a word, a meaning could mean something, an object. So I could just put it as a sketch. And then I'm like, okay, if this word means something, let me just put it as a sketch. It could involve something out or throughout the real world. So I like, okay. So from there, I'm like, it's not only about a message or things that you have seen or material that you can own that means a lot to you or means something to you in your life that helps you think and relate in your life, something in your life that's something from before in the past, or it can mean something in the future that helps you motivate. So it could mean something through little details, through little small things that we can't really realize a lot that's really out there. And that's what we should start thinking as well, you know, like we should mix up things that we haven't seen or heard, because words and things and objects can mean something as well.
They can, 100%. And one thing, as you were speaking, I was thinking about, because recently I did a podcast with a friend of mine. She was in Houston. Now she's in Singapore, that we connected here in Anchor. And she's also like an artist, maybe not like an artist, but she does like clothing, right? And nice. One thing that she says is that art, there's so many different forms of art. Right.
Oh yes.
It is. So, for example, like artist is like what you were talking about, like maybe with your art, right? And the different things you could put in your art that have different type of meanings and stuff like that, right? Right. Like what she was talking about, which is related also when you talk about advice and all that stuff, is that language is a form of art, right? Because just imagine how many different languages we have in this world, right? So even though we're having this conversation in English, imagine having a similar type of conversation in a different language might be something completely different, right? So I just took like everything that you said. I 100% agree. Because, and what is that all related to what we were talking about earlier? Yes. So I was thinking that maybe this, whatever we finish off here, this will be the last part. Knowing it's cut out in and out a bit, but it's all good. I think we got a lot of good content. I'm not sure where it cut out again, but primarily what I was saying is that, you know, like this is what I love, because the more we share about our perspectives, going back to what we were talking about earlier, the more I feel like we could embrace it, the different perspectives, not only our own, but others, and just use it how we feel fit, right? How you see something is going to be completely different from how I see something. So again, I know that me and Cal, we talked about different things. Primarily, I did want to get to know Cal a little bit, let his story out there, and we'll probably do more down the road. I know this will not be the last, of course. I know Cal, of course, he hasn't been really doing the podcast, but he has been focusing hard on his art and all of that. So once again, I'm going to put out there for everybody listening, look out for maybe Cal's podcast, possibly down the road. We'll see how that goes. But if not, check him out on Instagram. Check him out on Snapchat, because a lot of the art itself is amazing. And this friend of mine right here could also play the guitar. I know that's something that you never know. Maybe he'll do more down the road, right?
Exactly.
Any last words from you for now? Because I know, again, we talked about different things, but whether it's a message you want to get out, whether it's something with your own personal art that you want to get out, like, what's your last closing remarks, I guess, for tonight?
Well, my last message I want to say to you guys is that, like, stick with positive vibes, because he is actually trying his hardest to embrace himself, to help the positive throughout what he feels, throughout how he feels about others and for myself. And I feel the true message of what he says through his work, through his message, through his future career. And just stick with him. And if you stick with him, you'll find me and others, because truly, me and Positive will always stay together. And that's one thing. That's the one thing. And him and I, we understand clearly, and we give out the message what we have in mind. And we both will agree to anything that will come along through our future, and to be ready to embrace it. So, you know, just follow up with him. And if you follow up with him, you'll follow up with me. So that's my thing. Just, if you guys are willing to just check out my work, you guys are free. Just check me out on Instagram, KellyKel_official, and Snapchat, Kelvin_20.
There you go, my friends. I appreciate the kind words 100%. You know me, and a lot of us say the same thing. We're all in this together, right? And I honestly feel it. You can hear it in people's voices. You know, I'm looking forward to moving forward, not only with Cal, but so many other wonderful people on the social media platform. 100% for everybody. Check out KellyKel, his Instagram, his Snapchat. I believe he's on Twitter as well, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
But yeah, like I said, if you're connected with me, you'll be connected with him. And but again, my friend, thank you so much for taking some time out. I know I'm looking forward to doing this again down the road. For everybody out there, look out for more, not only Cal, but with myself and the team here at United Promotion. Look out for more lives. Look out for more content. Look out for more podcast content, I guess. But from so KellyKel, once again, thank you, my friend, for joining
me. No problem,
man.
Thank you for having me here. Appreciate you.
100%. And I want to say thank you for everybody for tuning in for the few seconds, the few minutes that you've given me. I always, you know me, my friends, I repeat myself over and over, but thank you, thank you, thank you. As I always say, my friends, keep your head up and keep moving forward.
Go with always the flow.
Go with the flow. As P-Bear will always say, focus on the honey in life. And always, always remember, trust positive vibes and Cal.
That is right.
Thank you for listening to Positive Vibes Influence Podcast, PIP.
Welcome to Positive Vibes on Anchor.fm, the official station for Positive Vibes. Positive Vibes, I wear the mask, main concept, don't judge a book by its cover. Main goal, spreading the positivity any way possible.